This is Passport to Texas. The Gulf of Mexico bustles with marine life with no place to call home because the floor of the Gulf is
mainly mud and sand.
Dale Shively with the Artificial Reef Program at Texas Parks and Wildlife says using a variety of materials, the agency creates hard substrate habitat for these species.
By putting down concrete or steel or a ship, that gives these organisms a place to attach and to grow. And then from there, they create this reef environment.
The reef attracts fish, thus improving angling and diving opportunities. In mid-September, Parks and Wildlife sunk the freighter Kinta in 77 feet of water 8 miles off the coast of Corpus Christi. Shively explains what makes a ship right for a location.
We want a ship that's complex, that has a lot of interest to divers, that would be beneficial for marine life and clean of environmental hazards, but of the right size to fit in particular reef sites.
The Kinta fit the bill and has a new home on the Gulf floor where marine life has already discovered it.
Divers have gone down just a few hours after it was on the bottom and saw fish. So they found the home immediately. But as far as organisms actually growing and attaching to it, that will take a few months. But I would say in 6 months, it'll be pretty well covered.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.